Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, there are so many apps out there for fitness. How do you know which ones are really going to be the best and which ones are going to work for your fitness needs? Our guest is fan favorite and sports cardiologist, Dr. John Higgins. He's with the UT Health Science Center at Houston and a member of the American College of Sports Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Higgins. Let's talk about
Melanie.
The top apps for fitness, your favorites for 2014. And I know that you've put them in a nice little word, just like you do for us. So here you go.
Yeah, well, thank you, Melanie. I love apps. I actually use Runtastic myself, and my wife uses Fitbit. And, you know, I think they can be really, really nice for giving you feedback, giving you that instant feedback, and also helping you, many of them let you set goals. You know, you were talking about that last segment about goal setting is really important to progress with your exercise commitment. So these are some fun apps. Anyway, what I basically did, Melanie, is I looked at the top apps on both the Google Play as well as the Apple iPhone Store. As well, I looked at five different reviews, independent reviews of the apps in 2014 from places like PC Magazine, you know, Business Health, Men's Fitness, etc. And I came up with this this list based on those lists. You know, these apps that I'm going to go through, they showed up on, you know, two or more of those lists. So the little thing I have is fitness to help you guys to remember those apps. So would you like me to go through some of that, Melanie?
I would love you to go through those. Your word fitness, go through the apps as it is, so, and just in quickly explain to everybody what each one does. Get through as many as you can, Dr. Higgins.
Yeah, no problems. Well, The F stands for fantasy or epic, or sometimes they call them exa games. And these are apps that are provide the user with an adventure. You know, actually, they put you into an adventure. And the best-selling app in this category, actually, it showed up on five of those lists that I was talking about, is Zombies Run. And the story is that the Earth has been taken over by zombies, and you have to escape them, and you actually also have to save the world. And so you put this app on, you put your headphones on, and you go outside, and the app actually, the nice thing is the app knows kind of from the GPS where you are, and it will tell you, you know, for example, you know, there is a group of zombies catching up on you, and they're, you know, breathing heavily, and you have to get to this street, and then you have to hide and, you know, do all sorts of other things. And it's great for people, you know, to get them kind of interested in something fun. They can walk, they can run or jog, and it also allows you to put your favorite songs as well into the actual app program. And it gets
them going.
That's
so cool. That would be so much fun, really, for fantasy people, you know, that love all those kinds of fantasy things and sci-fi things. Zombies Run. How cool. Keep going for us.
Yeah. So the next group is the I. That stands for the intense apps for running and cycling. And these are apps, I think, that are good for people that are already doing some exercise, but they really want to take it to the next level. And some of the apps, I already mentioned Runtastic. This is a great app for, it was initially designed for runners, so it does everything for running, you know, including interval training, pace setting, challenge running. And there's a voice coach as well that will come on. It'll tell you your split times, you know, it'll say, great job, you know, you've got 9 minutes split on that last mile and 8 minute splits and this sort of thing. It also covers a lot of other aerobic exercises now as well. Runkeeper, that's another app that can actually do all sorts of exercises with audio coaching, and it can actually, you can plan a route, you know, that you want to take. And the nice thing with Runkeeper is it synchronizes with Fitbit and MyFitnessPal's calorie counter. So that's actually, you know, while we're talking about this, Melanie, can I just go over some of the things that are important to look for in an app?
That would be great.
Sure. So I think it's got to be user-friendly. It's got to do what it says it does. I think good apps often offer a free mini version or a light version, so you can actually give it a test run. You know, before most of the apps will range anywhere between $2 and $20, so they're reasonably priced. But it's nice to be able to have a test run. It needs to be able to be personal. So you need to put in your information. It needs to know who you are and, you know, what type of fitness level you're at, so it can better help you attain your goals. You want an app that'll use your smartphone features, because you're going to be carrying your smartphone with you when you're exercising. And some of the better apps, they can use sound, the vibration, the accelerometer, the GPS tracking. And even, you know, for some of the other apps for diet, you know, they will scan barcodes on foods and give you very accurate calorie counts, et cetera. I think it needs to connect with some of your other apps. So, for example, if you have an app that you're going to be using for your diet, like MyFitnessPal or Diet Assistant or Calorie Counter Pro, then you want, and you also have an exercise app, then they should really be able to talk to each other. So that you can get a better idea of your energy expenditure and your energy input. And there, you know, because most people who are doing fitness stuff, most of them have as one of their goals, you know, weight management. So I think it's important for there to have it be a connectivity between the apps. And also, if you have a device, like a Fitbit device, for example, that a lot of people have, that the app, you know, should be able to connect with that device. It's got to be, the apps have got to be stable. I mean, you don't want to be going out on your exercise and all of a sudden the app freezes up and crashes. It's got to get good reviews. I would say if it's not at least 4 stars out of 5, then just stick away from it. And then, of course, the providing nice periodic summaries. A lot of the apps will send you a weekly, like Fitbit, for example, it'll send you a weekly summary of all of your activity for that week and you know, also suggest ways you can improve your activity or your sleep. And then finally, the nice thing with these apps is they can share information with the social media pages, like FaceTime, many of the other Facebook and many of the other Instagram, Twitter, that sort of thing.
Instagram, Twitter, all of those things. Now, Dr. Higgins, we only have a minute and like 10 seconds left.
Talked
about fantasy and intense. So go with train, newbie, fitocracy, eating, specialized, and sleep. Just tell us what they are really fast.
Sure. So training in home, you know, I think JFit, 7-minute workout are good. For the newbie who has never exercised before, Couch to 5K is a great one. Fitbit. And fitocracy, eating and diet. I think MyFitnessPal, Lose It are great ways to calculate exactly what you're taking in. Some specialized ones, Zumba Dance, there's yoga, there's Pilates, as in the last section, and Pocket Yoga. And then for sleep, there's Sleep Cycles. So I think the important thing is, you know, just there's apps almost for everything out there. The important thing is to take a look at what you're doing and what you want to improve. Take a look on the different sites and pick an app that has some of those good features that you think might work for you.
Well, Dr. Higgins, as always, fan favorite, laid it out so succinctly for us. The word is fitness, fantasy, epic, intense, train and gym, newbie, fitocracy, eating and diet, specialized, and sleep. And there are apps for, as he says, just about everything. And you can look on Radio MD for our description of his word fitness that will describe so many of his favorite apps out there. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine, because that is what we are doing right here. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Stay well.